This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the support of friendly nations is crucial in the fight against terrorism. Speaking during bilateral talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Mr. Modi emphasized that India values cooperation with partners who share its commitment to peace and stability.
Security ke kshetr mein hum counter terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI aur digital technologies ke saath saath hum semiconductor, health aur food security mein saajhedari ko aage badhayenge.
The Prime Minister, who is on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, said that the prosperity of India and Malaysia is closely linked. He noted that in the current environment of global instability, it is essential for the two maritime neighbors to fully utilize the potential of their partnership.
Hamare sambandhon ne ek nayi raftaar pakdi hai aur isme mere mitra Pradhan Mantri Anwar Ibrahim ka vishesh yogdan hai. Hamare beech energy, infrastructure aur manufacturing mein sahyog bahut majboot hua hai. Digital economy, biotech aur IT mein aapasi investment badha hai. Tourism aur people to people ties bhi gehre hue hain. Inhi uplabdhiyon se prerit hokar aaj humne hamari saajhedari mein abhutpurva gati aur gehrai lane ka nirnay liya hai.
Exchange of several MOUs also took place a short while ago in the presence of both Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. As part of today's engagements, Prime Minister Modi will also interact with CEOs and business leaders to further boost trade, investment and economic linkages between the two countries. He's also scheduled to meet Indian National Army veterans and Malaysian dignitaries before concluding his visit and departing for India. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement is fair, equitable and balanced and ensures complete protection of farmers' interests. He said agricultural and dairy products adequately produced in India, including maize, wheat, rice, sugar, soybean and poultry, have been kept outside tariff concessions. The minister added that the agreement aims to promote exports, generate employment and advance India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Briefing media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that the earlier 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% for Indian exports under the agreement. He pointed out that India now enjoys lower tariff rates as compared to its neighboring countries including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Raipur last evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will participate in various programs related to internal security and development in the state. Today, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level security review meeting on left-wing extremism in Raipur. Senior officials from the central and state governments, as well as representatives of security agencies, will take part in the meeting. Later in the day, Mr. Shah will attend the national conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens as the chief guest. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will attend the concluding ceremony of the Bastar Pandum festival in Jagdalpur. In a message shared on social media, he said that the country is moving steadily towards achieving the resolve of making India completely free from Naxalism by the 31st of March 2026. Japanese voters are casting ballots today in a snap parliamentary election called by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. Just months after she was elected by lawmakers, Takaichi decided to go to post to seek the public's mandate. If the coalition of Takaichi's Liberal Democratic Party with the Japan Innovation Party wins 310 seats, it would be able to override the opposition-controlled upper chamber. And in men's cricket, India defeated US by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, there are three fixtures. New Zealand will take on Afghanistan at the M.H. Idranu Stadium in Chennai at 11 a.m., among others. And that is the end of this news bulletin.